You have the blue book, Brothers and Sisters. Look into it. Because that will help you a lot. Go especially, if you have time, don't rush yourself. If you have time, then you go after the verbs which are after 200. 200 and onwards. Right. Ustukhdima. Sister Nasri. Istakhdama. Make it mudariya. Yes. Takh. What is the verb, brothers and sisters? Yes, takh. Dim. Now, make it majhul. Our formula, brothers and sisters. Ain kalima gets a. Ain kalima gets a. Fata. Mim, of course, gets a dhamma. And then, you. Ya will become you. And if there are any other letters, mutaharrik, they will get a fata. So what will be yus, tah, yus tah dam. That's all. Where is two dhamma here, sister? Sister, we go to the formula. Ain kalima gets a kasra. And everything else, mutaharrik gets a dhamma. Khalas. That is the rule. Here, the ain kalima gets a fata. And everything else gets a fata. Except the alamatu mudariya, which will get you. Sister Nasreen, this you is for alamatu mudariya. The first thing is alamatu mudariya. It gets you. But then, anything before ayn kalima got a fatah, anything else, mutaharik, will get a fatah. Okay, let's do one more. Is ta'amala. What is the root? Amila. Make it majhul now. Us, tu. Tu'amila. Are you with me? Ista'amala, make it mudariya. Yes. Ta'amilu. Fine, brothers and sisters. Yus ta'amalu. See? Yus ta'amalu. Heard the idea? Sister Abir, I will explain you. When you make the madhi majhul, it is fu-i-la. Ain kalima got a kasra. Everything else will get a dhamma. Everything else. If it is with sukoon, we don't touch it. So here we are, ista'amala, it became ustu'mila. See here, it is mutaharik. This is mutaharik. So they got dhamma. Sukoon, we left it. Okay. Now the mudariya is yuf'alu. Ain kalima got fata. The first letter, which is alamatu mudariya, got a dhamma. And anything else between ayn kalima and first dhamma will get fata. If it is sukoon, leave it. So look at it, brothers and sisters. Yes, ta'milu. So first thing is, ya will become you. And me will become ma. And if there are any other mutaharik letters, they will get fata. So it became yus ta'amalu. Please write it. Today is our first day that we have ventured into this. I am doing it on my own. Dr. Abdul Rahim, he concentrates on the fi'l thulasi. He may get upset with me, why are you doing this? I will apologize to him, but I think you are very, very powerful, intelligent. You have worked very hard. I want to explain you so that keep this in your mind, and if you get chance, conjugate it, especially during weekend. Only two or three, especially these two words, istakhdama, istamala. It will give you an idea what's happening, how do we make majhul. See, if there's a fail four-letter word, it's easy. It's so easy, brother. I give you an example. What is it? Make it majhul. Unzila, brother. See, Ayin Kalima got a kasra, and whatever mutaharik before it got a dhamma. Unzila. Al-lazina yu'minu bima unzila ilayka. It comes in the Quran, and you will be able to do it. You know, nazzala, nuzila, nazzala will become nuzila. So it's very simple. And la haza, la haza, make it majhul. Luhida, because as soon as you made lam with dhamma, the alif will change into waw. Luhiza. One more beautiful thing. I get carried away. If I get carried away, you know what's going to be the result? Very short break. Okay. Look at this, brother. Nada. Use your mind to make it majhul. When you say no, the alif will change into nudiya. See how easy, and it is all in the Quran. When you say nada, he called. And when you say nu, because alif change into waw. And then nu, and you say ain kalima kasra, the ya will open up. Nudiya. Nudiya. So it's very easy, brother and sister. Only when there are five letters and more, it gets a little complicated. But you see, because this is absolutely new to us, it will take some time. You have to practice it on your own. And inshallah, with more reading, and especially reading of the Quran and looking at the majhul verbs, it will make you strong, inshallah. When you will read the Quran, from tomorrow onwards, you will be watching the majhuls, inshallah. So, nudiya. Brother, let's conjugate nada. Nada. Nadaya. Nadav. Nadat. Nadata. Nadaina. Nadaita. Fine. Okay. Nudiya. Watch carefully. Always remember. What did I say? Nasiya. Always remember nasiya. Nudiya. Nudiya. Nudu. Mashallah. See, this will be dropped. Kasra will change into dhamma. Nudu. Are you with me? And then nudiyat. Nudiyata. Nudina. Nudita. Like that. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? No, I'm not going in mudariya. We'll do mudariya afterwards, inshallah. Brother, alhamdulillah. I hope I didn't bore you today with an extra long session. But it is very interesting. All these things are fascinating. Remember my word. You will always remember me. Learning Arabic is a joy. Learning Arabic is a fun. Learning Arabic is fascinating. It's enjoyable. Alhamdulillah. Let's take a break, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, we are back. Jazakillahu khairan, Sister Rahima, for treating everybody with samosas. Sister Madina, mashallah, jazakillah, sister. Hope you all enjoyed it, brother. Our batteries are recharged. Now, number six, brothers and sisters. Ta'ammal. Al-amsilata la'atiyata thumma abni lafala fi jumalil lati taliha lil majhul. Ponder on the following example and then built the verbs to majhul, fahimatullabu darsa. Now change this into passive voice. Fahimat darsu. You got the idea, brothers and sisters? Okay. Fataha bawabu baba. Bawabu is the doorman. Bawabu is the doorman. Fataha bawabu baba. Change it into Futihal Baba. What are you doing, Futihal Babu? What did you do? You removed the file. You gave the file pink slip. Okay, we no longer need your services. Okay, fine. Sarikal Lissu Sa'atahu. So how will you say now? Sa'ata. Muannas. So what will you say? Surikat. Surikat sa'a tuhu. Surikat sa'a tuhu. Very good, brother and sister. Yaftahul tujjarud dakakina al-ana. Sister Naima, you have a question? Where, sister? Surikat. Tu. No, that, you know, actually what is it? That the fatah is on ayn, and dhamma is on tu, and there is nothing on ha. No, this is what computer does. When you try to put harakat, it does not fall on the letters that you really wanted. Sometimes it becomes moody and drops the fatah somewhere. The next to it, you know. Are you with me? Sa'atuhu. Yaftahu tujjaru dakakin al-ana. Translation, brother. The merchants are opening shops now. Now, this is tricky, brother. Dakakina. Dakakina. What is the wazan? Mafa'ilu. Mafa'ila. Mafa'ila. So dakakina will change into dakakinu. Okay? And then it is kullu jama muannas. So it will be tuftahul dakakinu al-ana. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Tuftahu dakakinu al-ana. Translation, brothers and sisters? The shops are being opened now. The shops are being opened now. Very good, brother. This also we did it, isn't it, brothers and sisters? Ba'da bina'il fi'al. Bina'un is the master of bana yabni. Ba'da bina'il fi'lil majhul. Yuhzafu fa'il. The fa'il is dropped. Wa yahullu mafulu bihi mahlahu. Marfu'an. Wa yusamma na'il fa'il. We did this in the lesson. Now you have to make all these things into majhul. Very beautiful exercise. You must do it at home. Write it carefully. Yashrahul mudarrisu darsa maratain. Very easy. What will you say? Yushrahul darsu. Khalas. Maratain will remain maratain. Translation? The lesson is being explained one more time. Are you with me? The teacher explains the dars. One more time. Now you will make it into passive voice. The lesson is being explained one more time. Okay. Ma salabal yahudu al-masiha. Okay. See, the ad-darsa was mafulun bihi, it became naif fa'il. Al-masiha is mafulun bihi, it will become naif fa'il. Ma sulibal masihu. Khalas. That's it. Yaqra'u talibu darsa Bisautin Aalin. Yes, Sister Medina? The Jews did not crucify Masiha. And then, passive voice, the Masiha was not crucified. That is the meaning. Saraba is to crucify. Yakrau talibud darsa bisautin Aalin. Translation, brother. The student reads the lesson loudly, in loud voice. How will you say now? Yukraud darsu bisautin Ali. The lesson is being read in loud voice. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? I am trying to do a little quickly, but I hope you will understand. It's very simple, brother. Yabudun nasu awsana. Brother, awsana are the idols. Bi kathirin min al biladi. Yabudun nasu awsana. So what will you say? Yubadul awsanu. Fi kathirin min al biladi. Clear, brothers and sisters? Translation is clear? The idols are worshipped in many countries. Man al mudiru tullaba mutaakhirina min ad-dukhuli. Now, this is a very beautiful sentence. Remember, tullaba mutaakhirina. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now you have to make tullaba into tullabu, and then mutaakhirina will become mutaakhirun. Mashallah, mashallah. So, muniya tullabul mutaakhiruna min ad-dukhuli. Got the idea? The late comer students were prohibited to enter. Fine, brothers and sisters. Lam yakhluqillahu mislahum. Now remember, mislahum is your mafulun bihi. So we will change that into naifile. So lam yukhlaq mithluhum. Lam yukhlaq mithluhum. Like of them was not created. Similar to them, you can say. Okay, brother. Tabni al-hukumatu. What is tabni? Bana yabni. Why it is muannas? The file is al-hukumatu, muannas. Masjidan jaminal, jamilan fi hayyina. Now, what will you say? Masjidan. Masjidan is mudhakkar, Sister Afza. So what will you say? Yubna. Yubna masjidun jamilun. Are you with me? Yubna masjidun jamilun fi hayyina. A beautiful masjid is being built in our neighborhood. Fine, brother. Sabbar rajulu kahwata fil fanajini. Why it is fanajini and not fanajina? I'll give you something new. You know diptotes. What are diptotes? They do not decline completely. They decline partially. Okay? So fanajinu, fanajina, and fanajina. Manadilu, manadila, manadila. Now if you make that diptote definite by putting al, then it becomes triptote. Are you with me, brother and sister? What did I say, Sister Arifa? The diptote, if you make it into a definite noun by putting al, decorate it with al, then, sister, it will become triptote. Now, this is another small rule that you have to remember. Brothers and sisters, if you remember your parents, the way they used to make some delicious food. Right now, everything in the packet. You want to make a biryani? There is a biryani masala in the packet. You want to make haleem? It is in the packet. You want to make a nihari? It is in the packet. But not before. They have about 2 dozen varieties of spices. Little from here, little from there, little from there. And they used to make the meal so delicious. Now, in order to make our Arabic very delicious, we have to remember all these small, small rules. Remember? So here is the rule. When the diptote is made definite, it becomes triptote. So that is why it is fil fanaji ni. Why? Because it became al. If you remove al, then it will become fi fanaji na. Okay, that's the remember. Make it now, brother. Majhul. Sabba. Sabba will become subba. Okay, brother. Let me write it down, brothers and sisters. Sabba. Break it down. Sababa. Now, make it majhul. Subiba. Now, because ang kalima and lam kalima are together, we want to pronounce it nicely and it sounds better. So, I change this kasra into fatha and it becomes subba. Are you with me? Majhul will become subba. From sabba, it became subba. Okay? So, brothers and sisters, subba til kahvatu. Subba til kahvatu. Let me write it, brothers and sisters. See, subbat al-kahwatu. So, in order to read it properly, nicely, I will give here a kasra. Subbat al-kahwatu. To pour. To pour. Sister Naima, you wanted to ask me a question? Meaning, pour, to pour. Subbatil kahwatu fil fanajini. Now again, I must remind you, brothers and sisters, even if you understand 75%, it's good enough. Because the more understanding will come as we progress in the lesson. Do not get distressed that you are not understanding 100%. Do not get distressed. Just try as much as you can. Try to understand as much as you can. And it will come to you, brothers and sisters. Remember one thing. Allah is watching your devotion and your sacrifices. And you will get your ajar thousandfold. And I always pray, Ya Allah, bless us with the knowledge of Quran and your language. And the same goes with you. May Allah bless you all, including me, with the knowledge of His language and the Quran. That is our main reason we are studying the language, brother. You and I, brother Hassan, we are not going to go to Middle East and start a new job there. Alhamdulillah, we are all pretty settled here. We get, Allah provides us our, what does Allah provide us? Our dal roti. And we are, alhamdulillah, here, you know. I want to say very humbly, our dal roti. You know, there's a sweetness in dal roti, brother. And it is good for diet. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So, inshallah, understanding will come. It will take little time, but it will come. What should we do? We should be consistent in our effort. We should not slacken. Keep on working, keep on studying, inshallah. And you will see that you are understanding faster and better, inshallah. Nothing comes without her. Nothing comes from nothing. No pain, no gain, brother and sister. Now here's a beautiful proverb in Arabic, which we learn in book one. Man jadda wajada. Man zara'a hasada. The one who strives will find it. One who plants the seed will reap the harvest. Okay? One who works hard, strives, will find it. One who will plant will harvest. Fine, brothers and sisters. Ma arafat tullabu ismahu. Ma arafat tullabu ismahu. Translation, brothers and sisters. The students did not know his name. What will you say, Nam? Ma urifa. No, urifa ismuhu. His name was not known. His name was not known. Urifa ismuhu. Are you with me? Urifa ismuhu. La yajidun nasu samaka fisuki hadhil ayyama. Fine, brothers and sisters. La yajidun nasu. What is the meaning of this? People don't find fish in the market these days. Now change it into majhul. La yujadus samaku. Fisuki hadhil ayyama. Okay, brothers and sisters. How will you write down yujadu? You have to be careful. Vow will come out. You. Jadu asama ku. Okay, brothers and sisters. That's it. Now, tahammal mayali, ponder, brothers and sisters. Asalaka al mudiru anil ghayabi. Translation. Asalaka al mudiru. Did the headmaster ask you about being absent? Okay. Now, how will you change this, brother? Ka was a damir, which was mafulun bihi. Now, that damir has to become naif fa'il. So, what will be? A su'ilta. Were you asked? Anil ghiyabi. Are you with me? إِذَا كَانَ الْمَفُولٌ بِهِ دَمِيرًا. If the mafulun bihi is damir, utiya. Utiya, brother. Utiya bi. Now, what is this utiya bi? What is the madi, sister Rahima? Ata, mashallah, mashallah. See, here, brother. Ata bi. And it will become utiya bi. Atabi means to bring. Utiya means it is brought. Bi damir rafi. You have to bring a damir which is marfu. Li yahulla mahallahu. To replace its place. Tama yatadihu. Minal jadwalaini taliyani. From these two tables, brothers and sisters. Now this we did yesterday. Do you want me to do it again? Or you think you are okay? Inshallah you are okay. Because we did this, quite a bit of it in detail yesterday. So brothers and sisters, I'll go to number 8. Ayyin. Naib fa'il fima yati. Specify the naib fa'il. Wa izal maw'udatu su'ilat. Su'ilat. When the infant child, which was buried alive, will be asked. will be asked on Yawm al-Qiyamah, brother, bi ayyi zanbin kutilat. For what crime she was murdered. So kutilat, where is the knife file? Mustatir. And so ilat, where is the knife file? Mustatir. Takdiru here. Yadullu ala al-maw'udatu. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Remember the sequence, fi'al, fa'il, maf'ulun bihi. Fi'al, naif fa'il, and maf'ulun bihi. In both cases, the naif fa'il and fa'il will come after fi'al. The fi'al will precede the fa'il in the sentence. Do not, you know, get confused. Right? It's very simple. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٌ. What a beautiful sentence, brother. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٌ. Again, يُقْتَلُوا. Where is the knife file? مُسْتَطِر. تَقْدِيرُ هُوَ يَدُلُّ عَلَى مَنْ. Are you with me? Do not say the one who has been killed in the path of Allah as dead. Whether the knife file is mustatir. Mustatir. Okay. Okay, brothers and sisters. Wala tus'aluna amma kanu yamaluna. Okay. Tus'aluna. What is tus'aluna? You will not be asked about what they used to do. So, tus aluna, where is knife file? Wow, fine. La yus alu amma yaf alu. He will not be asked for what he does. Wahum yus aluna. But they will be asked. He will not be asked, but they will be asked. So, where is knife file again, brother? Wow. First one is mustatir. And second one is? Wow. Okay. Afala yanzuruna ilal ibli kaifa hulikat. Where is the knife file? Mustatir. Wa ilas samai kaifa rufiat. Don't they see how the camel was created? And how the sky was raised, or you can say is raised, wal jibali kaifa nusibat, and how the mountains are fixed, or anchored, brother, wa ilal ardi kaifa sutihat, and how the earth has been spread, or is spread. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So all these are from the Quran, and these are all majhool. Now you can see it, you can feel it, and you can also figure out the knife files. In the last ayah, all the knife files are mustatir. Taqdiruhu? Here. And they go to Ibli, Sama, Jibal, and Ard. Now next exercise is very beautiful. We will try to do it, inshallah. That will be the last thing we'll do, and then we'll end the session, brother. Ibn al-Afal, build the fi'al, fil jumla al-atiyati lil majhul. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Amma sa'alaka al-mudiru. Be careful, brother. Amma sa'alaka al-mudiru. So, ka is mafulun bihi, it will change into, and al-mudiru will be dropped. Amma Suilta. Amma Suilta. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Amma Suilta. About what? Were you asked? Katalahum al mujrimu bil musaddasi. Musaddasi is, brother, handgun. So mujrimu is now out. So katalahum will be Sister Maimuna. Kutilu only. Kutilu. Bil Musaddasi. They were killed by the handgun. Huh? Are you with me? Fine, brother and sister. La yas'aluhum ahdun an sababil ta'khurihim. Ta'khurihim. What is ta'khuri? Master from form 5. Bab tabassum. La yas'aluhum ahdun an sababi ta'khurihim. So brother, ahdun, brother and sisters, ahdun is your file. So it has to be dropped. So what will you say? La yus'aluna an sababi ta'khurihim. They are not asked about the reason of their late coming, or for their lateness. Are you with me? La yus'aluna an sababi ta'khurihim. An harf jar, sababi ism majrur wa huwa mudaf. Ta'khuri mudaf ilayhi wa huwa mudaf and him mudaf ilayhi. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Three more I have to do. Lima akhadakumul muraqibu ila al mudiri. Translation, brother. Why the muraqib took you all to the mudir? So you will say, Lima ukhistum. Why were you taken? Ila al mudiri. Ukhistum. Lima ukhistum. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Lima ukhistum. This is a nice sentence. Darabana arrajulu bil asa. Darabana arrajulu. The rajulu is the file. The man beat us with a stick. Humko dande se mara gaya. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? How will you say? Duribna bil asa. What will you say? Duribna. Dribna belasa. We were beaten with a stick. Fine, brothers and sisters. Sarrani al khabaru. Sarra will become sorirtu. Sorirtu, that's all. I was pleased. Sorirtu. Let me write down for 1 minute, brother and sister. Sarra. Ya. Write it down, brother. Ya. Sorru. Are you with me? Sarra. Ya. Sorru. And then here it will become Surra, which is actually Surira. Surira. What is Surra, brothers and sisters? Surira. Now you conjugate. Surra means he was pleased. We will say Surra. What you will say? Surra, Surra, Surru, Surrat, Surrata, Surirna, Surirta. Like that. So you will say Surirtu. Surirtu. Where is the knife file? Tu. Knife file is tu. Are you with me? And where is the fial? Surir. MashaAllah. Okay, brothers and sisters, we end here. We'll continue tomorrow. It's not much left. The next lesson is very, very interesting. It's kind of a halwa puri. You will like it, inshallah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.